Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants, you hear that? What do you think that sound is? Did you say my tummy rumbling before lunch? Good guess. But that sounds more like this. No, what you're hearing is the ground literally shaking. It's a natural phenomenon called an earthquake. It's just a low rumble right now, but earthquakes have been known to topple trees, smash windows, and damage buildings. The most violent earthquakes can trigger landslides, tsunamis, and even volcanic eruptions. Earthquakes are so powerful, they can move cities or mountains. A quake once caused the world's tallest mountain, Mount Everest, to shrink by an inch.
Whoa.
Obviously, earthquakes can be extremely dangerous. More than half the world's worst natural disasters have been caused by, you guessed it, earthquakes. And there's no way to predict when the next one will strike. One could be happening right now, and you wouldn't even know it. That's because most earthquakes are harmless. And they happen a lot. Smarty Pants, can you guess how many earthquakes happen each year? Is it 50, 100, 1,000, more? According to the United States Geological Survey, an organization responsible for monitoring earthquakes, there are around 500,000 detectable earthquakes every year. And those are just the ones they've noticed. Experts believe millions more go undetected. There's a good chance several will happen as you listen to this podcast, maybe right even under your feet.
What?
But why do earthquakes happen? Why are some worse than others? And what should you do when an earthquake strikes? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted.
Right now, I'm driving across a state that's become famous for its earthquakes. In fact, this state has had the most damage-causing earthquakes, which is why it gets a lot of attention. Is it A, Alaska? B, Oklahoma? Or C, California? Did you say California? Nice job. Although, if you guessed Alaska or even Oklahoma, you're actually not far off. Alaska actually has more earthquakes than California. But most of Alaska's large earthquakes happen in sparsely populated areas, which means there aren't a lot of people there. And less people means less buildings and less damage. California's quakes often hit cities, and that's where a lot of damage occurs. California cities are also known for their traffic. But I'll reach my destination at the San Andreas Fault in about 5 minutes. Whoa! There's an old man standing in the road. Hey, you shouldn't stand in the road, sir. It's dangerous.
You shall not pass!
Yikes! The ground is shaking, like an earthquake. And looking closer, I see the old man is dressed like a wizard?
You shall not pass!
He keeps striking the ground with a long wooden staff, and that's what's causing the rumbling. Excuse me, who are you?
I am Sizemoth, protector of this enchanted land.
Sizemoth, huh? Nice to meet you, but I'm trying to get to...
You shall not pass! There's a tree branch blocking the road. Where are you trying to go?
I'm trying to find the San Andreas Fault Line. It's part of the Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire, forged in the depths of Mount Garibaldi. The greatest force in all the earth. The Ring of Fire rules them all.
The Ring of Fire may indeed be the greatest force in all the earth, but to be clear, the Ring of Fire is not a ring you wear. It's a region around the Pacific Ocean where most of the world's earthquakes happen. Smarty pants. Alaska might get the most earthquakes in the U.S., but what country gets the most earthquakes in the world? Is it the USA, Japan, Indonesia, or Chile? Now, while all these countries border the Ring of Fire and get lots of earthquakes, the answer is Indonesia. Indonesia is also home to a lot of volcanoes, which are common along the Ring of Fire.
That's why it's called the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire has 75% of all the Earth's volcanoes, more than 450 of them.
Now, you might be wondering, what do volcanoes have to do with earthquakes?
Yes. Inside a volcano is a source of earthquakes. The monstrous, evil Richter Beast.
Sorry, the what?
The Richter Beast. When this giant, nasty fiend becomes full of rage, its mighty roar shakes the very ground you stand on.
Yeah, I don't think that's how earthquakes happen.
I've personally fought the Richter Beast countless times, and our battles have caused the earth to shake and the ground to crumble.
Yeah, no. But you're right about one thing. Earthquakes are connected to the liquid inside volcanoes, but there is no such thing as the Richter Beast.
Oh, yeah? Then what about the Richter Scale?
Ah, smarty pants. Have you ever heard of the Richter Scale? The Richter scale is what scientists, known as seismologists, use to measure the strength of an earthquake, using a seismograph, which is a device that can record the shaking of the earth. The Richter scale assigns a number to an earthquake to show how powerful it is. Each number represents a force 10 times greater than the number before it. So a level 4 earthquake is 10 times greater than a level 3 quake and 100 times greater than a level 2 quake. Got it? And believe me, there is a huge difference between a level 4 quake, which might break some windows and cause some books to fall off a shelf, and a level 8 quake, which could level a city.
Yes, that's all true. But I was talking about the Richter scales. Hard, armor-like slabs all over the Richter Beast's body.
Again, there is no Richter Beast.
Silence! I will show you. Avale!
Whoa, have we just magically teleported inside of a volcano?
Yes. Don't worry. I've encased us in a protective bubble. There it is, the Richter Beast in liquid form.
Oh, are you talking about that hot bubbling magma?
You say magma, I say monster.
Okay, magma is the liquid found inside volcanoes. You see, the center of the Earth is so hot that it can turn rock into liquid, and both liquid and solid rock lie beneath the Earth's crust. Smarty Pants, do you know what the crust is? No, not like a pizza crust. It's more like the Earth's skin. In other words, the ground you stand on.
And I'll take you there. Irate pay!
Hey, this isn't solid ground. We're on a ship.
Marr, not just any ship, but a pirate ship.
Why would you teleport us to a pirate ship?
So you could meet my pirate captain friend who knows all about earthquakes.
The name's Shaky Booty. Dr. Shaky Booty. I'm also a seismologist.
Wow. So you can tell us how most earthquakes happen.
Oi, that I can.
Great. I cannot wait to hear right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that. A tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals arrive at your door, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. I'm on a pirate ship with my new friend, Pirate Booty, learning how most earthquakes are caused.
Tell him, Booty.
You see, right now, we're at sea on this fine ship here. You feel how we're just moving with the waves?
I sure do. Ugh.
Right, but when you're on land, you ain't moving, right?
Smarty Pants, what do you think? Unless you're on a boat or in a car or some other form of transportation, are you moving on land? You probably said no.
Aye, well, let me tell you something, landlubbers. You're actually moving all the time. The land, the mountains, even cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles are moving toward each other. I swear on me parrot. It's gonna take them 15 million years to become neighbors, but it's happening. Even this here ocean is moving.
How's that?
It has to do with the foul beast you saw in the volcano.
You mean the magma?
Exactly! Right now, we're all standing on the Earth's skin, or crust, but far beneath that lies a mix of hard rock and liquid rock, aka magma, and it's causing the crust to move. But here's the rub. The Earth's crust isn't one big piece. It's actually a bunch of sections called tectonic plates. Most of the Pacific Ocean rests on one plate. North America's on another. Asia has its own plate, and so on. Even though you don't feel it, these plates are always moving and pressing up against each other.
Ooh, Smarty Pants. You can simulate this at home with a deck of playing cards, index cards, or even paper plates. Take two cards or plates and pretend they're the Earth's tectonic plates. Holding the outside edges, push the inside edges together. Eventually, one is going to slip and go on top of the other.
Aye, the Earth's plates slip like this too when there's too much pressure. One might slide beneath the other. Or they'll move sideways or up and down. Either way, the pent-up energy from all that pressure shoots out, causing the area around it to shake. That's the earthquake. Where these slips happen are called fault lines, which are cracks in the Earth's crust. Granted, there are some faults inside the plates themselves, which release energy and create earthquakes too, but most quakes happen at the fault lines along the edges.
And Smarty Pants, do you remember where we said the most active collection of fault lines were? Shout it out. Did you say...
Ring of Fire!
Arr, the Ring of Fire is made from the edges of a bunch of plates rubbing against each other. Starting in South America, up along Mexico and the U.S., over by Alaska, and back down through Japan, the Philippines, Indonesia, and way down south to New Zealand. The stretch of it goes straight through California and is called the San Andreas Fault Zone. And it's why California has so many quakes.
But if these plates are moving and creating earthquakes all the time, why don't we feel most of them?
The slips you feel usually happen close to the surface, where all the buildings and people are. But many times, quakes strike so deep down in the earth, they don't cause a fuss. Or the pressure wasn't strong enough, or... maybe it happened way out at sea. We pirates gotta be careful of the sea ones. Sometimes they create giant waves called tsunamis. Those can be dangerous to land too, if the waves hit the shore.
But not all earthquakes are what you call natural. Some are made by humans.
That's true. Humans can create earthquakes. Smarty Pants, do you remember the third U.S. state I mentioned earlier with California and Alaska? That's right, Oklahoma. Oklahoma has had a lot of earthquakes recently, some even larger than the ones in California. Those quakes were mostly caused by humans pumping liquid fuel waste deep underground, which creates pressure that can trigger minor earthquakes.
Whoa.
But... most earthquakes are caused by the Richter beast.
Last question. What should people do if they feel an earthquake?
If you're inside, find a safe spot under a sturdy table or against an inside wall. Ye want to be away from windows, glass, or things that may fall on you. If you're outside, get away from trees or buildings. Once in your safe spot, stay put till the shaking stops. Remember, there can be a bit of shaking after the main quake, called an aftershock, so be ready for that.
Well, my work here is done. I must be off. Akuzi J!
No, wait! How am I going to get back to my car? A big shout out to Ruby, Daniel, Claire, and Gracie in Santa Barbara, California. We hear you love listening to the show with your parents. Talk about a smarty family. This episode, Earthquakes, was written by Dave Beaudry and voiced by Taya Garland, Brandon Bayless, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.